You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie is on a beach. He showed up at the beach in Myrtle Beach around 8:30 this morning with his beach towel and beers. Malzi told me months ago what he was doing today, but sometimes I don't pay attention to him, so I don't know what he's doing. I was going to go with the explosive diarrhea thing, but I've played that card too many times. So Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show in with me an hour early because he's got, what's the Blue Barracuda?
The Blue Barracudas.
That's the matchup tonight. That's who's on the
The Purple docket. Parrots versus the Blue Barracudas tonight, 6 o'clock, Maury Park. Be there to cheer on the Purple Parrots.
Who will
Parrots.
Score more runs tonight, the Purple Parrots or the Pirates?
Oh, the Purple Parrots got some good ball players. So, plus, there's no fielding played in Mustang 8U baseball, so they should fit in perfectly with the Buccos.
Wait, I don't get that part. What
Buccos
goes
can't field the ball?
No, I know that, but I don't understand the first part. The kids stink at fielding? Is that what you're saying?
You hit the ball, you're on base. In that
Who pitches, the kids or the coaches?
Coach pitched. Still one more. Well,
do you ever go out there and do it yourself? They ever call Cabali in from the bullpen?
Nah. You know, I tried to do that a couple times in the backyard, and the kid lined me up one time and hit me in the hand, and I'm like, I'm done. Plus, he yells at you if you don't throw it right, like belt high across the
middle. He wants a perfect pitch. He wants like a home run derby pitch.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, settle
down. You're trying to get him out. The competitive juices start flowing in you, and you start trying to strike
kids out. A little high and tight, a little chin music.
All right. Not Cabali. Crowley's turned into Adam Schefter here today.
He was very vague with that, those answers to you, weren't you? Boy, I tell you what, if I texted you Chris Olave, the first thing in my mind would be like, oh, they're signing him. Wasn't much info in those original tests.
Right.
There.
So, do you agree with me that if you had someone who you thought would be a big time Steelers source, and that's the way Crowley described him, and that person texted you Chris Olave, wouldn't you think he was coming here? And that's how Crowley teased it this morning on the air.
Depends on who it is. A lot of times I just text him nonsense too. So I don't know his relationship with whoever texted him something. I text him Yeet all the time,
yeah.
But he doesn't think Jey Uso.
So you were not
there.
The source there. You were not the one that was sending.
No. You know, I really haven't looked much into it. I really haven't much looked into the Olave thing because I'm in the ballpark of they're kicking tires on anybody who's potentially available. Now, just because you call him up and say, "Hey, is he available?" doesn't mean that they're interested. Maybe I'm interested if. You know, you eat part of the salary, you're going to give him up for a fifth-round
pick.
Well,
the salary's not very high. He's making...
I meant next year, 15.
Yeah, but even that's not high for a number two wide receiver who's good.
Yeah, the thing
Mark.
Is, what's strange is what the Steelers are, and over the past couple of years, when they draft guys, it seems not they don't worry about injuries very much. You can name a handful of guys over the past couple of years who were injured, and they're like, oh, they passed. You know, Darnell Washington's.
Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, so on and so forth.
Troy Fautanu, Derek Harmon's shoulder.
But the free agents are different. I mean, they had a chance to get Adam Thielen last year, and they thought the hamstring, I believe it was.
Yeah, he was dinged up and wasn't playing for Carolina.
Yeah,
at the time
he
deadline.
Was coming back, and they were a little hesitant about that. And there was a couple other guys that are a little hesitant, free agent money, free agent picks or whatever you're going to get to be able to acquire these guys. They're a little hesitant to go in that way. And you're looking at a guy that
had six concussions.
And, you know, I mean, Steelers haven't had the best of luck with guys with concussions. I mean, at least a couple comes to mind. So that's a very, very iffy situation. A lot would have to happen. Me, why not go try to get Cooper? Why don't you go get Allen? Maybe they don't want to come here. Maybe they're waiting for a better option. But if I'm going potential third-round pick, maybe fourth or somewhere in that range, or getting Amari Cooper for 1 year for $3 million, I'm just throwing it out there, I would take Amari Cooper.
So would I in that scenario. Adam said that his source on this, it's just funny to think of Crowley as a guy that's like texting these like important Steelers sources, isn't it?
It could be somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. I don't know who his source is. Maybe it's, I have no idea.
Like, do you think Art would text Adam Crowley?
I don't even think Art knows who Adam Crowley is.
Well, why? He should. He used to work for his radio network. Crowley used to read scores at halftime. You don't think Art is invested enough in his team that he doesn't know who's on his radio?
I just don't.
Station during games?
I don't think he has him in the old roller decks. You know, that old Seinfeld episode, the top 10 calls.
Do you think you're in the Rolodex?
Art?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think Pomp's in the Rolodex for sure?
Pomp might be one.
Do you think Starkey's in the Rolodex?
No, Starkey, no. No, I don't even know if Mike Tomlin has anybody. He might not even have a phone for all I know.
You've never gotten a text from Tomlin in your entire career.
It's very strange because I talk to other reporters around the league and they're like, yeah, I got a call from
Sean Payton.
Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh said he didn't like this and we were talking about this. I'm like, really? I said, I'm thinking Mike Tomlin knows my name. I'm not quite sure. You know, it just tells you.
In all your years of covering the Steelers, he's never come up to you and like had a critical word to say about something you put in the paper or whatever. Not one time.
We know one time maybe through Bert because I.
What was it? Let's hear it.
It was when Le'Veon was holding out, I believe. And it was my fault. I accidentally attributed a quote to Tomlin was said by DeCastro. Just as you're typing it out, you're going DeCastro, DeCastro, DeCastro. Then you go on to Tomlin, but you keep writing DeCastro.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, oh, he wasn't happy with me because it wasn't a flattering quote. I can't remember what it was. Other than that, I really don't think he looks or cares or knows or cares or cares.
Well, Crowley said that he heard that the Steelers would be willing to give up a day three pick for Olave. That's a lot, Mark.
Day three? We're talking fourth?
No, day two. My bad. Thank you.
If they're not giving – wow.
Day two. Second or third.
They were pretty steadfast of saying they're not giving up a day two pick for George Pickens. I don't know if they would go down that route for Chris Olave.
That's different. If you're willing to give up, I still consider those pretty premium picks. That's different from kicking the tires on a guy and thinking you're going to get him for spare
parts.
Well,
it depends on what you say. Maybe they thought the Saints were just going to give him away because, the new regime in town, new quarterback, whatever.
I understand
that,
We don't want
him anymore, but, so, hey, you take him for a fifth.
But Adam said that the Steelers would be willing to give up a second or third round pick.
I don't think. I would be stunned.
So you need to come in here on Monday and say, I think that your source sucks and I think you're out of your mind is what you should do.
I told him that a couple of times. I told him that on, what was the latest one he broke? I forget. Not the Sully one.
Well, you probably got stuck in the middle of that one because you're tight with Yoey and you're also friends with Adam.
He didn't know that. He didn't tell me anything about that, the Sully thing. But he's heard things on the back end of that wasn't exactly true. But the Penguins are probably trying to do some damage control at that point, right? So who knows what the
point. Now, that's a good question. Does that happen to you where you get a text from somebody inside the Steelers that's like, look, we need your help trying to put out this fire here. This is not exactly the way this has gone down. Could you do us a favor and put it in this?
Maybe once. No, it was not do us a favor. Hey, I want you to let you know that this is what's going on. And that might have been the Ryan Burr thing.
Oh.
Like, it I, don't might have been. I don't even know what's going on.
Might have been.
Listen, that was
to
like,
you.
Absolutely not. This is just 100% not right.
By the way, Chris and I were having a good time this week at your expense talking about
there's a shock.
Talking about your Pickens thing, where you
Which one?
When you were talking about the right people in the locker room didn't want him around, and it was nakedly obvious that you were talking about Hayward, and everybody knew, everyone who heard it knew that's exactly who you were talking about. And you did a horrible job of disguising it, dude.
Honestly,
atrocious job of trying to disguise that.
I will be,
and you know I'm right about that.
Honest with you, I was not told who.
Everybody knew that's who you were talking about.
I probably thought it was, but I was
never
told that.
Right, and the way you talked about it, you're like, hey, I can't say Cam Hayward, but other than rhyming a name that sounds like Cam Hayward, let me give you all the clues here. They're going to make you think this is Hayward.
I was never told a name, and maybe I thought in my head that's who it is, because obviously he is the most...
Yeah, who else could it be, Mark?
Well, there's a lot of guys in that defense, even offense.
Patrick Queen couldn't stomach another day with George Pickens. Come on now.
Well, there was more than one, and there was probably a couple guys that you would be shocked at that I did hear after the fact.
Are you able to name any of those guys?
Like
Broderick would surprise me because they played together at Georgia.
Put it this way, there are some people that liked him and were friends with him.
Well, Schrager made it sound like he could have won Mr. Congeniality in that room.
That maybe 2 years ago. Not recently, let me tell you that. They were pretty much saying, see ya. They didn't want anything to do with him anymore.
All right, so bottom line, we've already had Mueller get the Aaron Rodgers prediction horribly wrong on the station this week. And I apologize to Chris. What did I call him in the opening segment of the show?
Penis head.
Yeah. Correct.
Penis breath? Penis head.
Head.
Yeah, that was not nice. He didn't deserve that. I like Chris. That
multiple people got strays in that rant.
But you've since brought that up a good 3 or 4 times, so you must not be too worried.
Do you think the Steelers will trade for Olave?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
So. I think they'll find somebody. I mean, who knows who it is? I mean, did we see Van Jefferson and who was the other Jamoke before that? Allen Robinson.
Man, that room was full of Jamokes.
Oh, those are two of the nicest guys, though. That's the problem. Sometimes nice guys aren't
Mark,
good football
isn't it crazy
players.
That for years the Steelers have gotten credit for being the team that can find wide receivers anywhere in the draft?
It's just not true. It's not true anymore.
That's what I was getting at. That was the point I was about
you
to make.
You take away 2010, and what do you got?
Well, you also take away a guy named Ben Roethlisberger, who wore number 7, and look at what's happened, too. With that, I think the quarterback makes a lot of wide receivers is the point I'm making here.
Yeah.
Just like it was helpful to hit behind Barry Bonds.
Who, Matt Williams. Those two fought, though, in the locker room.
Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds, yeah.
Remember Matt Williams?
I do. He was he could have hit 60 home runs in 94 if there wasn't a strike.
Okay.
Tony Gwynn. You know, don't act like you do know that. You're just trying to make me sound like I'm a baseball nerd
or
savant here.
San Francisco Giants fan. I just loved his
bald head.
No, his Babe Ruth imitation of running around the base. Did you ever see that, Matt Williams?
Like the trot? Yes.
Yes, that was very, very good. You didn't think I knew my Matt Williams.
No, you do know it, but you're making me feel bad for knowing it because you want to
I didn't know he was going to hit 60 home runs.
Mark, that 94 season, Tony Gwynn was hitting almost 400. Williams was on pace to hit 60 home runs, and the Expos were on pace to win 130 games. And most baseball fans who were alive back then know that, including you.
And the Pirates stunk.
Yes, they did, because they had tore it down after 92. Where were you in 1994?
Probably community college or something like that, I think. 94?
Yeah, do the math on how old you would have been.
Yeah, I was
then.
Probably 20-something, and I was in community college.
Would you say those were heavy drinking days for Mark Cabali?
No, I would just come home and watch, make sure I'd be home. I would set up all my classes from 8 a.m. to noon, right in a row, 5 in a row, so I can come home and watch Hogan's Heroes at 1 o'clock. I would zip down 70 just to make sure I could watch Hogan's Heroes.
Who were you dating at the time? Were you subjecting her to Hogan's Heroes
too? People are more advanced that they are now than they were back then.
Yeah,
I'm sure maybe you were in the same category. You'd much rather be, outside hitting a wiffle ball than, chasing women around. Hey, what we can do today? Let's go to home
Charlie,
run. Charlie's, let's go do some home run derby.
Charlie's not buying that.
Was that a shot at Austin Bechtold?
Well, Now you bring it up like that. Maybe it is. But honestly, I mean, you just go out and, hey, let's go play some. Well, maybe we would.
Well, it's also a cell phone on your part. You're saying you were more interested in playing sports with your friends than trying to go after girls.
Well,
is what you're
what
saying.
We would do is we'd head up to the Slate Dump in Ross Draver and bring the beer. And after the baseball home run derby, we'd go to the Slate Dump, create a fire with, what do you call those, railroad ties.
Yeah. I'm sure breathing in that was probably great for
you. You didn't know that back in the 90s that probably wasn't good. But they do.
Sure you
let me tell you something.
Or people did. You just didn't.
They are very flammable.
Yes. It's not a shocker. And so women would show or girls would show up at that?
Absolutely. Okay. Slate Dump. You go way back. You know what a slate dump is.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How did Pat's wrestling match go? I don't want to turn this into the Jim Cornette show, but
he held his own against the beast, the ring general, the Gunther. He got messed up a little bit, a couple flare chops.
Any real injuries from it?
I don't believe so. Okay. They were off the last couple of days because of the tournament, golf tournaments on ESPN, PGA.
You mean McAfee show? Yeah, McAfee show's been off on hiatus.
Yeah, wrestling's tonight.
Pat didn't seem thrilled with Rich Eisen coming over to ESPN.
Really?
You missed that?
What did he say?
He just thought it was like almost like a shot at him that they were potentially bringing Rich in to do a radio show at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, talk to your guys about that. See what they say.
We talk about other things, how Dan Orlovsky's hard-headed.
What was that all about?
We'll die on that hill of Justin Fields is better than anybody.
Wait a minute. Orlovsky's a Fields guy?
Yeah, he was Fields' guy last year, so he's never coming off that hill. He thinks he was better than Mason. He thinks he's better than Russell last year. He thinks he's better than Aaron Rodgers this year. And yeah, that was a weird take there. I mean, he's looking at those first six games. I mean, Lewis Riddick was right there at the same
A bunch of people were sitting at that table.
I'm like, what are we talking about here?
Now the caveat was, if Mason Rudolph is the Steelers' starting quarterback, they all said 0-6, even though that hasn't happened since 68, and Tomlin's never started worse than 2-4.
And we're acting like Mason Rudolph is like
chopped liver.
Skylar Thompson or something.
By the way, my grandmother used to make me liver and onions. I feel like that's a lost art. I feel like that doesn't get served anywhere anymore. That was like a once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, rightfully so. I had like liver when I was a kid, and it was like disgusting. That and beets. I was forced beets when I was a kid. I haven't eaten a beet since I was 6.
Pickled beets were disgusting.
What about the hard boiled egg and
like the
in the pick in the
pickle juice?
What in the beet juice?
That sounds disgusting. You've I've never had that before. Maybe I've seen it. Maybe I've tried to block it out of my memory. You know what I think is also one more quick sidebar. Liverwurst, the cold cut. Disgusting.
What about Braunschweiger? You know what Braunschweiger is?
No. Should I?
It's a bunch of animals together, I believe, in some kind of casing. It's not.
So it looks like a sausage?
It's a soft meat that almost looks like in the round size of like a salami or whatever.
Is it something you put on your grill, or is it something as a sandwich at lunchtime?
You more or less put it on crackers, I believe.
Have you ever had this before, Charlie?
I have not.
You know a pet peeve of mine now, while we're on the cold cuts thing, when you go to the Giant Eagle or the Get-Go or the Marketplace, and the person in front of you is buying an eighth of a pound of ground chipped ham. Like, what is that, one slice? Can't you just get a whole pound? An eighth of a pound, please.
Where do you draw the line there? Would a quarter pound piss you off?
Yeah.
How about a half pound?
Half pound, I guess, but I'm just going straight pound.
I don't really go pound and a half.
No.
Shave roast beef.
Pound and a half?
Pound and a half.
Spread How long it does it take week? You to go through that? I was going to say, is it a week thing?
No, it's a week thing.
I get
for lunch.
My rebuttal for the people that want it in smaller quantities, I get nervous about how long cold cuts last. Like, I don't want to go to the deli and then 7 days later I'm still picking at that same turkey because I think it's going to go bad.
It's probably just in the cooler Get-Go.
You don't think that cold cuts after it gets sliced 6 or 7 days later get slimy?
You have to get it
sliced. I hate the sliminess, man.
So you have to they just wash it off in water, but no, they slice it in front of you.
So wait,
you're going to the corner little thing that they pre-slice stuff.
No, I'm not. I'm having them slice it for me, but I'm defending the person that might want it, and not to the eighth of a pound, that's ridiculous. But I'm trying to defend someone that might do a half pound because they're thinking they don't want it to sit in their fridge for 6 or 7 days because then it spoils. So just get a small amount, eat it quick, and then go back a few days later for more. I don't know.
The whole point is going back. You don't want to go back.
How long do you trust cold cuts to be good for in the refrigerator, Charlie?
5 days, which is exactly what
the internet says.
The internet says.
Okay. Yeah, well, along with the internet says it.
Well, vacuum sealed packages, they can last up for a little bit longer.
Who's vacuum sealing a thing of cold cuts in their refrigerator?
I have a vacuum sealer. Uh-huh. Works wonders.
You have a vacuum sealer?
Yeah.
You'll quit using that real quick. You'll be like, as soon as you run out of the bags they initially give with you, you're done.
The NFL came out on the schedule. Their guy Mike North, who I called Peter by accident the other day, and Chris made fun of me.
Well, oh God, why do I know this? Why am I laughing?
And how about me? You're laughing.
Well, at least,
I was the one that said it.
At least it was right around my, formidable years.
Did you get that reference, Charlie, when I said that by accident? Did you know
which
who
one?
Peter North was?
Oh yeah, as soon as you said it. Okay. Why do you? Yeah, I'm not even going
to
say.
Do you think that most people listening to our show know who Peter North is?
Well,
there were multiple people on the text line who who knew.
Yes.
Well, Mike North came out and said that the NFL's guess on Aaron Rodgers is as good as anybody else's. And if they knew that Rodgers was coming to the Steelers, that Jets game would have been in prime time.
Okay. But.
So he's saying the NFL is in the dark on it. Like, but what? There's a but here?
But if you have a 41-year-old quarterback that may or not be playing for the Steelers, do you put him in week 10 or you put him in week 1 when you're pretty much sure he's going to be healthy? Okay, maybe we cover our rear ends and not put him on prime time at week 1, but we're sure getting him early in the season, making sure he's not hurt.
But it's not a prime time. His point was if Aaron Rodgers had signed with the Steelers last month, that game would be Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football or something
I
like that.
I think they're probably straddling it. Straddling the old fence there. Like I said, if they thought there was no way he was coming, then why put him at week one then? I think they're covering their rear ends of saying if he's there, he will be healthy week one. And what a way to kick off our 1 o'clock, what do you call that, window?
Yeah.
With the Jets Steelers. And I don't think the Jets have like 14 1 o'clock games. What is it? Something crazy.
They only
play
two primetime games now that Rodgers is gone. They've turned into a completely irrelevant franchise.
And the Browns have no primetime games.
Zero. Well, they shouldn't have any. Whew. Unless, you know, if they had drafted Sanders in the first round, I bet they would have had some, because that would have tipped people off that he was going to be their quarterback this year, and they would have wanted to get him in some of those spotlight games.
But there's some bad games, man. When, you know, the old school Titans and Jaguars are throwing a Thursday night. Why can't you throw the Browns and the Bengals on, right?
So they don't want to do that anymore, because they think Amazon's paid too much money to just like throw them like crappy games now on Thursday nights.
Start complaining. What's his name again?
Jeff Bezos. Bezos.
No.
Oh, Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Well, yeah, he started talking about falling asleep during games, or sounded like it at least.
Speaking of that, all right. I was accused of falling asleep at the funeral the other day. I'm like, what is this?
I mean, Callis fell asleep on the morning show today.
That's a daily event.
Again, back to this. Well. In Jerry Dulac's chat from yesterday, Sarah J. asked.
Well, you know them all, don't you?
I'm just going by this, dude. Literally, you can come over here and look at it. Sarah J. asked Jerry, are the odds of Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers above or below 90%? How would you have answered that?
Probably 99.9.
So again, you think
we're
just...
What do you say?
He said above.
Yeah. It's just a matter of when, and
do you think it is then?
I wouldn't think it's going to be definitely before minicamp, which is June 8th, 10th. I don't know what it is, but it could be that final week of OTAs, that Wednesday before, right around that area, right there, that 7 day span.
So you think that he'll be a Steeler by the end of the month?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. OTAs start next, not this Monday, Memorial Day is this, no. Whatever. The 28th is the start of OTAs. They got six OTAs right around that second OTA week, maybe near the end of that. I think that's when he will eventually come. If not, wow. Because you know what happens the minute that last whistle blows at minicamp? Everybody's gone. That's the only time the NFL takes the break. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Tomlin, everybody. They're gone.
Off
the grid for 3-4 weeks. So I don't think anybody's going to be wanting sitting there getting a phone call from Aaron Rodgers at that point.
I asked Fittipaldo, if it doesn't happen, who is more to blame on the Steelers' end, Art Rooney or Mike Tomlin? And he said without a hesitation it would be Tomlin if Rodgers turns them down. Would you agree with that?
Well, Art steps in when he feels he needs to step in, as in more maybe things that are, I don't know, not personnel things, more if somebody gets in trouble or they want to move on from somebody, he would step in. I don't know if he would ever step in his mind, step over that boundary and say, no, you're not that. So the idea was Mike Tomlin's, and the idea of waiting is Mike Tomlin's, and would have to lead you to believe that if it fails, it's Mike Tomlin.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mark is excited for the Monster Jam at the stadium this weekend. You said you'll be taking the Clipper over to the game.
I don't think I've ever read the Gateway. I rode the Gateway Clipper when I was 12, and we had a field trip to Three River Stadium and took the Gateway Clipper.
I got sick on it once and threw up.
Was this recent?
No, this is a few years ago. It was like 10 years ago.
So it was recent.
Well, you consider 10 years ago recent?
Yeah, I do. I mean, when you get a little bit older and longer in the tooth, everything's
recent. Charlie, where were you 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I would have... That's a very dark time.
I'm sorry for bringing up such a bad memory.
It was... I dropped out of school, and at this time, at this point 10 years ago, I was aimless and wandering, doing nothing. I would go back to school and... 3-4 months later, 10 years ago.
Did Mark Cabali have an aimless wandering period in life?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me think when. Probably age 16 to 25. Well, you know, aimless wandering in school. A lot of bad grades and a lot of summer schools.
I flunked out of my first school.
Is that a high school or college that you're talking about?
College.
That was St. Bonaventure, right?
Yes.
The Bonaventure.
I should have flunked out. I hung on by a thread.
I failed freshman orientation. You have to try.
I didn't even know you.
So what's that mean? I didn't think so either. You just didn't show up? That would have probably been the way to fail it. Yeah. You know what? For my college experiences, I can actually understand that.
I think my first
semester
GPA was...
the last place I wanted to be was class.
Like 0.6 was my first semester GPA?
Sounds like my high school GPA.
I don't feel like I learned, as far as like what I do now, I don't feel like I learned anything from the classes I took in school.
It
was just the social aspects of it that really were the key.
Well, mine was...
I got
linked up with the local newspaper through college and learned 99.9% of the stuff from just covering games.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Not the professors.
Nah, absolutely not. Not to say anything bad about that school that I went to.
Which school is it again?
It doesn't exist anymore, so I can't even speak of it.
Ryan Clark on Mike Tomlin.
And I say this, and people get mad at me. I believe that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. I believe if Mike Tomlin steps away from being the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that should be his decision. And I've said time and time again, I do believe that should be the decision he makes. I believe Mike Tomlin should coach in another organization. Mike Tomlin should be a fresh voice somewhere else, because I believe, as great as a coach he is, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe his voice has run stale there. I believe he's allowed that team to reach the highest of heights they're going to reach unless they can get a top tier quarterback.
So I'm trying to decipher what you're saying.
He needs to go have his Andy Reid Kansas City run.
Mark, try to unpack that for me.
Ooh. First of all.
Yep.
If having his Andy Reid moment coincided with what? Andy Reid leaving Philly to go to Kansas.
Well, I mean,
Kansas City wasn't really good the first couple of years.
They weren't
Andy
bad. Reed. I mean, he won with Alex Smith there.
Well, there you have it. Ryan said that right before that. Unless he gets a top level quarterback. So, I mean, it can apply there. I mean, Andy Reid just didn't all of a sudden learn how to coach when he went to Kansas City and people were listening to what he was saying. He had Pat Mahomes. Let's face it. Now, I do not believe that his message has gotten stale. That just does not resonate to me whatsoever.
How about Tomlin just period getting stale here? The
maybe,
way he builds a team, the way he goes about his business, his thinking, his approach to football, his philosophy on it, those things, Mark.
Absolutely, that would come into play more than his message getting stale. I don't see it. First of all, there's so much turnover. Half the roster is turned over every year. And the ones that do stay, like, adore him. You know, maybe there's a handful of them that come in and don't. So I don't know what message we're talking about here, what we saw on Hard Knocks. Everybody's just, like, not paying attention. No, I don't know what Ryan meant by that. But if he's talking about, like you said, maybe the way he hires his staff, maybe the way he goes about, you know, putting certain people in charge, how he goes about the draft, how he's so involved, maybe that's gotten stale. I would buy that over his message.
Well, think about what you just said before in the last segment about how the Aaron Rodgers decision, the quarterback decision, the one of the biggest names in football, he's the guy in charge of all that. That's not how it works in every organization. Not to say the coach is completely frozen out, but the coach doesn't have that much power concentrated. You know, there's probably maybe a handful of guys at most, Mark, that are able to.
I think it's a twofold. To there. That. First of all, he's been there 18 years. Second of all, I think he wants to do that. Maybe Andy Reid does not have that much power in Kansas City. Who's there? GM Veach?
Yeah.
I believe so. Maybe Andy wants to hand that over there. Maybe he is so, not power hungry, but so engaged in the football team that he's welcoming that. He wants that. Coupled with the 18 years, so that's why they am allowed to do it. I mean, anybody else, I mean, I'm sure Harbaugh has a lot to say with that stuff in Baltimore, too. Wouldn't
sure.
you agree?
I don't think as much as Mike,
maybe
though.
Maybe not as much, but I bet you if Harbaugh wants something, Harbaugh gets it over, who's their man, DaCosta.
DaCosta. And before that, it was Ozzie Newsome.
It's tough to question Ozzie Newsome, but maybe not so much DaCosta.
I'm just saying, Mark. Like if the point there from Ryan was he doesn't see Mike Tomlin winning big again in Pittsburgh.
Unless he has a quarterback.
Well, how does he get the quarterback? I don't trust him to develop one.
Yeah.
He's struck out so far on that. I mean,
I don't even blame Tomlin for not developing a quarterback. I blame the people he's put in charge of developing
well,
a quarterback.
Well, right, but why are they here? Because of him. So that's why I do blame him. Matt Canada was here because of Mike Tomlin, so he does get the blame for that. Not Matt Canada, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's all fair points right there. I mean, he I don't know how you find a quarterback. I mean,
and I'm also not convinced.
I don't know.
I'm also not convinced he goes to another team with a good quarterback and starts winning huge there. I mean, he had Ben in his prime. Before he blew his elbow out and they missed the playoffs the year before that happened and got beat by Jacksonville in a playoff game.
Yeah, that's the year they went probably 13-3 too, though.
Yep.
So they had a lot of 10, 11, 12, 13 win years back during that prime era right there. Their defense wasn't as good. Maybe their offensive line wasn't as good in the 2010s and 2011s. But where you find a quarterback, I mean, bottom line is where they find themselves out right now, they're going to have to get lucky. If it's Will Howard, I don't think so, but they have to get lucky on something like that.
Mark, because I like Howard. I like the idea of him. I'm optimistic about him. I want him to be good, so I'm more hoping it than probably anything else. How does he even get a chance to show them that he can be their quarterback of the future this year if Aaron Rodgers signs here?
Well, it's not going to be this year. I mean, if Aaron's here, you know, obviously Aaron 1, Mason 2, and he picks up the scraps left after that, but I think what the plan is with the Steelers right now is to make the supporting cast as strong as you possibly can, that when you do bring a quarterback in, that will help him succeed rather than bring in. Maybe they know that they're not getting the Pat Mahomes and the, you know, Josh Allen's of the draft. But if they have such a great supporting cast, it should help a guy if it's Will Howard, if it's whoever it is, Arch Manning from next year, whoever it might be, that allow him to succeed. I think that's part of their plan right now.
Are you convinced that the Steelers would be better this year with Aaron Rodgers playing 17 games versus Mason Rudolph playing 17 games?
Convinced is a very interesting word to use.
Yes, I did it on purpose.
I would like to see Aaron Rodgers and what he has left, I think you'll be able to tell right away, maybe training camp, maybe first couple games, if they should keep this experiment.
But you're a
alive.
Mason Rudolph guy. You've said he's better but than still, a guy that just got $40 million from the Jets.
I still would like to see what Aaron Rodgers still has. But if we talk about quick hooks, which I don't
Mark,
think
they're not going to have
know,
a quick hook on
I
him.
I know. But if I was running the team, I would see if he has it, and you could see right away if he does or not. I do believe. Then I would go to
So Mason. You're not convinced.
I think they're 50-50. I think they're very close. But I still would like to see what Aaron can do first.
So you're not convinced. I'm not either, for the record. I'm not convinced at all that Aaron Rodgers at this point, and people say, oh, my God, how could you say that he's won four MVPs? He's 41 years old. And, like, people bring up one of the biggest, I don't get it. Go back and look at those games late in the season. He beat bad teams, and he sucked against good teams.
Yeah. I know I've talked to some guys, and he was banged up. Apparently, he spent lots of time in the old training
Mark, how was that going to get any better at 41?
But near the end of the season, I think he was starting to feel a little bit. That's why you saw a little bit better play.
Cool. Now they've got a schedule. They don't have a bye week, and they have to play 12 consecutive games in a row from week 6 all the way to week 17.
So you're not even willing to... You're not curious of all
no,
what
not.
This guy has
Absolutely
left.
Not.
I am a little curious.
No, I'm not.
I am.
I'm not. Not for this team. I'm not. What's the ceiling for them? They win 10 games with him, then their draft stock has worked, and he's not back on the team in 2026?
Well, you talk about Tomlin and having so much say. I mean, he's the guy that wants the veteran quarterback.
I know, and that's why I'm pissed at him, Mark. I'd rather see him play Mason Rudolph, and if Mason Rudolph doesn't work, go to Will Howard and then go into the 2026 draft. That would be my approach.
Honestly, I think they're not in bad shape with Mason just sitting there just waiting. I do believe that Mason will be I think he can help them more than maybe everybody on that ESPN panel.
Yes, I'm with you on that, man. I'm a convert. Man, I haven't said mediocre Mason in years.
How amazing of a story that guy has.
I know, dude.
He went from the most disliked person in this city to almost the most adored.
And I feel bad about that because I feel like I was a driving force behind some of it, and I feel bad. And if I ever saw Mason, I'd shake his hand and apologize.
And he'd be like, who are you?
Yeah, probably.
No, he wouldn't know you.
He slapped Jim Colony on the ass.
I saw that. I think Colony liked that a little bit too much, too.
That was the best day and the worst day of Colony's life. You know why, Charlie? Because he got a hole-in-one at Jerome Bettis' golf event, which meant that he got a hole-in-one, which I don't think he ever had, but he also had to pay for everybody's drinks there.
Hmm.
And that
that's
was not
the,
a
that's
cheap...
That's the rule, right?
Yeah, that was not a... There were former NFL players and bigwigs there. They did not just want Miller Lights.
He always used to do some laps around St. Vincent College with Bill Cowher.
Yeah, what's that have to do with anything?
Well, that was also a big part of his life, too.
That was also the day that Joey Porter tried to fight Malzi.
Ryan Clark tried to fight Joe Bendel.
It was an eventful day.
It really was. And I was
double Grey Goose martinis
for all. I was smack dab in the middle.
What did you do? Say, get him.
Well, originally I
don't
thought...
Don't call him penis
originally, I thought Joey was talking about the other Chris Mueller. Remember the other Chris Mueller reporter?
I've been part of the misidentified.
Yeah. Well, the other Chris Mueller was the guy that first reported that Porter got in trouble at that Southside
bar. Yeah,
he was
there. He saw him.
Exactly.
Saw him.
So I thought he was pissed that Chris Mueller reported that.
I think that's Mueller.
And was taking it out on our Mueller. So I tried to defuse the situation by saying that to Joey. I said, you're not going to believe this, but there are two Chris Mullers and you've got the wrong one, is what I said.
He's not going to
admit it. He did not believe it.
Just like James Harrison when he thought I was mad. And he didn't, after it was explained to him, he still thought it was, it was me.
Yep.
It was me. He would not. I mean, those guys got some pride. They're not going to say they're wrong.
All right. More wins this weekend. The Pirates or the Purple People Eaters or whatever that.
I don't know. I see it's starting to rain.
What's the baseball team called again?
It's raining pretty hard out there. This is not good. That filled up.
There are tornado warnings.
But that was all south of here. I'm a little disappointed here. It might be canceled.
So you're saying Pirates more wins this weekend? Mark's back on the bandwagon. How about that?
No. You know, they play tomorrow, so.
You were disappointed that they took a couple shots at wrestling on the Pirates broadcast,
You just don't. I mean, you're the Buccos. You don't make fun of anybody, right? Plus, the other day was one of the strangest things I've ever saw in my life. Brian Reynolds makes a throw to the second base. It was a good throw. And they talked about 5 minutes about how great of a throw it was. But the guy was safe. Is this what we're...
I know. You're right.
Is this what we're talking about?
I've noticed that, too. They're really trying to find silver linings with Reynolds' awful start to the season on these games. And I don't know whose directive that is, but that's how it sounds, too. I agree. All right, Mark, enjoy the baseball games if you get them in this weekend.
I think it is.
And have fun with Crowley on Monday and his sources.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.